4:30. That means it is time for a debrief. But before that, I want to tell you that Mike's Beer Bar, the fan beer of the month, is Shoe Brew Brewing's Polyphonic and sales support the American Cancer Society. So get down to Mike's Beer Bar and get some of that. Should be a pretty big watch party tonight at Mike's. That is a notable Ohio State bar, and Ohio State playing in the national championship game against Notre Dame, so I would expect there to be quite a little crowd at Mike's Beer Bar. But Charlie, you have the floor for this one.
The debrief, January 20th, 2025. You know me, Donnie Football. If I have the opportunity to make fun of the New York Giants, I'm going to do that wholeheartedly. And this clip has been surfacing a lot more in the last 24, 48 hours. I'm going to play it here. It's from the off-season version of Hard Knocks. And this is Giants general manager Joe Shane talking to his children about who the Giants should draft in last year's draft.
Who do you want me to take? Give me a name.
J.J. McCarthy.
Jaden Daniels. Trade up and get him. Why not?
Okay, if Jaden Daniels...
We only get this job once. We're trying to win.
All right. Jaden Daniels.
His son, Carson, said, "Hey, Dad, you only get this job once. Why not try to trade up for Jaden Daniels?" Now, hindsight is 20/20. But if you look at who's in the NFC Championship game, on one side you have Jaden Daniels, who his son said, "Hey, Dad, try to trade up for him." And on the other side, one Saquon Barkley, who the New York Giants said, "Yeah, we don't need you anymore because we're going to keep good old Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones."
Yeah, I mean, they absolutely shelled themselves when they let Saquon walk and they decided to run it back with Daniel Jones. Smart kid. Because I think the best point that his son brought up is what you said. You may only get this job once. Take a big swing. Go for a splash. And look how much different things would have gone for them. I mean, I'll give them this. The guy they did draft is a stud of a player. Malik Nabers,
yes,
was phenomenal this year. So, yeah, they get a little bit of credit there because the guy they got is really good. And think about some of the quarterbacks he was working with this season.
Tommy DeVito, Drew Locke, Danny Dimes.
But there needs to be some of that fire, some of that thought with how teams go about things sometimes. And I know that that is just, it goes so against the slow and steady idea. But the thought of, hey, I may only have this job once. I'm in an unstable organization. They may can me after a short tenure. I should take a shot here. I should try to take a big swing. Now, yeah, it looks differently because of how good Jaden Daniels is. They could have done that. He could have sucked. And then where are they at?
Very true.
But the point is they went for it. They went for it, or they would have went for it, and we would have seen what happened with Daniels as a Giant.
It's one of those, what is it, Murphy's Law? Anything that can go wrong will go wrong.
I think that's the one, yeah.
They kept Daniel Jones. They had to release him because he was so bad at, what, week?
Well, he requested that.
Or he requested the release, but they benched him.
Yes.
In the first couple weeks of the year. You let go of Saquon Barkley, who then goes on to almost break the NFL's all-time single-season rushing record. And now both of your division rivals are fighting for a spot in the Super Bowl, and you have another top pick, but it's the third overall pick, and some people are projecting that both of the quote-unquote top-ranked quarterbacks that are in this draft are going to be gone by number three.
Maybe they'll sign Russell Wilson.
That would be amazing for me.
I mean, the Giants could end up here with – they could either try to move up or they could end up with Travis Hunter.
Which isn't bad, but are you going to play him both ways in the NFL? When was the last time somebody played both ways in the NFL?
They would have to limit it, how much it could be done. But he seems to be a guy that could actually pull it off. Now, maybe they could lessen his importance at receiver since Neighbors is as good as he is. So he could still work both ways. I mean, Deion played both ways back in his day. Deion was playing baseball and football at the same time.
Very true.
Hunter seems to be a player of that ilk. But yeah, I mean, they're going to miss out on those quarterbacks because you would assume that Tennessee and Cleveland both go that route.
Can I put on my tinfoil hat theory for you there, Donnie?
Go ahead.
The Giants will draft either Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter, somebody like that. And they'll skip a quarterback for this year, and they'll bring in somebody who is absolutely terrible. Maybe they'll bring back Drew Lock or Tommy DeVito to be their starting quarterback.
I think I know where you're going.
And they will absolutely tank in the year 2025, because who's waiting in the wings to be drafted and as a top pick in 2026, Archie Manning, nephew.
I had a feeling.
Of Giants, soon to be, but he shouldn't be, Hall of Fame quarterback, Eli Manning.
I actually have the take on Eli that he is deserving of the Hall of Fame just for the playoff runs that he had. And it's going to work in his favor. Multiple things will work in his favor.
The name, last name.
Beyond the numbers that he did collect over the years, the pedigree that his name carries helps. The second career that he has now had in the media will absolutely help. And not just that he won two Super Bowls and he is a two-time Super Bowl MVP, who he beat in both of those Super Bowls will carry weight. He was the only guy to not only take down the most successful coach-quarterback combination of all time, he did it twice. One of which was when the Patriots were about to be the second undefeated team in football history. And he made one of the great plays in Super Bowl history, and then a game-winning touchdown pass, too. In Super Bowl 40...
Plaxico Burress?
Yep. Super Bowl 42. To Plaxico Burress.
I'll die on the hill that it was the Giants' defense in the one Super Bowl and then Lawrence Tynes in the other one.
Well, yeah, I mean, the defense was out of this world. I mean, they shut down a Tom Brady, Randy Moss-led offense that was reaching historic numbers. Yeah, I mean, the defense won that game. But Eli made... He certainly made his hay while the sun was shining on him in the playoffs, that's for sure. Plus all those other factors. He's going to get in. People just got to accept it.
I've accepted it. Doesn't mean I agree with it.
Do I think he was overall better than Ben or Philip Rivers? No. But that quarterback class will maybe go down as the second best ever behind 83.
Is Phillip Rivers a Hall of Famer?
I think he'll get in. Might take a time or two. I don't think he'll have as easy of a way in as the other guys, but I think he'll get in. They'll have all three in there, I would imagine. Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome, Dottie.